Hello.
Hi, good evening. May I speak to Gabriel Jonas?
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, Ms. Jonas. Good evening. My name is Ricardo. I'm calling you from Wisconsin Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling nothing. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. May you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct the survey?
Okay.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Probably vote.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race, please?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is your age, ma'am?
21.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Just dissatisfied.
Okay. And I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. The first one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
5.
Making housing more affordable.
8.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
6.
And fighting inflation and improving the economy.
7.
Okay. And do you approve or you disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
You say you approve? Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Okay. And I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm nor cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. The first one is Republicans in Congress.
Forty.
Okay. The Food and Drug Administration or the FDA.
60.
Okay, and Joe Biden.
70.
70. Thank you. Okay, and I want to read you a list of priorities that you think that the Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10, how important the issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it is important at all. The first one is removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
5.
And banning different tobacco products for adults.
5.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10.
Okay, and preventing underage tobacco use.
7.
7 it is, okay. All right, and it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or you oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Support.
You strongly support or you somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Okay. And do you support or oppose by the ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Support.
Strongly support or you somewhat support?
Strongly.
Strongly support. Thank you. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Harm.
Much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Somewhat.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
Other issues more important.
Thank you. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on, between harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and privation education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive?
I think the one where we switch them to, like, smokeless tobacco.
Okay. All right. And I'd like you to read some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Now, the first one is an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. How concerned are you about that?
Not very concerned.
Okay, not a problem. And more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind.
Not very concerned.
Okay. And the last one is the creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales.
Not very concerned.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban on nicotine cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with that statement at all. Now, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they cannot smoke at all. How do you feel about that statement?
Seven.
Okay. And today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How you feel about that statement?
10.
Thank you. And our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and the large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. What do you think about that statement?
Five.
Okay, the last one is vaping vans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulations. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. How do you feel about that one?
Six.
Okay. Okay, we're almost done here. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Support.
Somewhat support, strongly support.
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Support.
Somewhat support? Strongly support?
Somewhat.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Harm.
Much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Somewhat.
Okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision on who to vote for?
No impact.
No impact at all. Okay. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Coffee.
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Cigars?
No.
Heat not burnt tobacco products?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Soda or a pop?
No.
Beer?
Yes.
Cigarettes?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, switching gears, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Junior in college.
Okay. All right. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widowed?
Living with a partner.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And which one of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Okay. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No? Okay. And how would you best describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Okay. And do you identify as a member of LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you, Gabrielle. Thank you. You've been very wonderful. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate your participation in the survey. You have a blessed night, okay?
Yeah, thanks. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.